Electronic switching people. I'm now working in the late for early 50s, really, early 50s. Not only were we going to use my barrier grid tube for rapid memory, we would call it random access memory in terms of current notation. They were also going to use a more permanent memory, which could be changed, but changed slowly, in terms of an optical memory system. That was, use a cathode ray tube, a series of lenses in front to focus on a photographic negative that and the photo receptor back of that, which would, the cathode ray would point to various places and you could read a number of things off. But you'd have to change the picture or the photograph to change the memory. And they talked to us about building a cathode ray tube that would do this. But it had to be a very fine cathode ray tube, small enough spot, and reproducible enough that you could change the tube without having to change the negatives. Mm-hmm. Oh, that produced, and we wouldn't even touch this with a 10-foot pole. But they went to other cathode ray tube manufacturers, in particular to Dumont. Dumont said, oh, we can do that. And so the system development proceeded on the basis of Dumont producing such a cathode ray tube. Mm-hmm. And the system was well along, and they still didn't have a cathode ray tube. Dumont, oh, we're having trouble, we're having trouble. So finally DuPont says, we can't do it. Now, they come to me, and they say, hey, we've spent millions. We spent a lot of money. I don't know whether millions or not. We spent a lot of money. And it will collapse unless we get a cathode ray tube. Can you bail us out? You must bail us out. And to make a long story short, we did. It was a monstrosity. It was a great big cathode ray tube that long. And it had to have an optical face that was perfect. We made a metal tube with a flat face. And one of the interesting things, any piece of glass has little defects in it. Mm-hmm. If you examine them with a high enough microscope, little bubbles, mm-hmm. like this. And so none of the glass people could make glass that would fit our specifications. I did the electron optics to do the electron beam small enough. Mm-hmm. But I and some of my people by that time, I should say. But the glass problem. Well, we solved the glass problem by going to Pittsburgh Plate Glass and taking store window glass and optically examining it. Mm-hmm. To make a map of all the imperfections and find a place that would produce a piece of glass that big, mm-hmm. and we cut it out. We made it. Well, that was used, and my electron storage tube was used in the first electronic switching system, mm-hmm. which was made and installed in Morris, Illinois, as a trial. And it worked fine.